Skyboat Media presents The Shadow Gypsy, The Shadow Sisters, Book 2, by C.R. Deems. This book is read by Gabrielle DeCure. Chapter 1. Dazel, Tarion, the Tobar Clan.
"I'm scared, Mother," I whispered.
"I know, Rihanna. Most women about to be married are fearful. They're beginning a new life with a new clan and don't know what to expect. But most don't doubt themselves. They know it's the life they want."
Stella's smile was sad.
"You doubt yourself. You saved a kingdom, but lost yourself in the process. You doubt you'll make a good wife, mother, and member of your new clan?"
Her eyes shone with tears as she tilted my head away and worked more flowers into my hair.
"How can someone who no longer knows who she is make a good wife and mother or member of a clan? If I weren't being selfish, I'd leave."
My chin trembled.
"We all love what you have done for us. The gypsies, shadows, earth wizards, Zunji, and the king. Yet you hate yourself for what you had to do for us. We all agree your actions were good and necessary, yet you believe your actions evil."
She turned me around so I faced her and wiped tears from my cheeks.
"It's our turn to look after you, my daughter. To help you heal."
She helped me off the floor and turned me slowly around so I could see myself in the mirror. My visual self looked beautiful. My shoulder-length black hair had yellow, purple, and red flowers woven into it. Around my head, a black headband with 10 gold coins hanging from it, a dowry from my adopted parents. I wore a white blouse with red trim at the V-neck and at the edge of the elbow-length sleeves, and a skirt with red, yellow, and black layers. My shadow self saw a shadow sister dressed in black, her face covered by a black scarf that revealed only her eyes. I shuddered. "Thank you, Mother. The dress is beautiful," I said, determined to look, to be the happy bride for Luca, my soon-to-be husband, and Stella and Marku, my adopted parents. I would force the visual Rihanna to focus on the many happy times with the Dorian clan and forget my shadow self, the shadow of death. I squeezed Stella's hand as we climbed out of her and Marku's wagon, and we walked hand in hand to join the crowd gathered inside the ring of wagons belonging to the Dorian and Tobar clans. At least 20 couples were twirling around each other like flowers caught in a whirlwind.
"You look stunning, Rihanna,"
Marku said as we reached the bottom of the wagon's steps. He pulled me into a fierce hug and then held me at arm's length.
"Luca is a lucky man, eh?"
Johan, Ilka, and Alida came running as soon as they saw me. Ilka grabbed one of my arms and Alida the other.
"Now we know why Luca has never been caught by the clan's eligible women. He's been waiting for you," Alida said, and pulled me toward the fire pit in the middle.
"He needed a strong woman," Ilka laughed, helping to pull me along.
Johan grinned. "If I were Luca, I certainly wouldn't get her mad. She's the best knife thrower in the clans. I should know."
The sisters had taught me the basic weapons, and I had excelled at knife throwing. But Johan's coaching had made me an expert, even by Sister Hajna's high standards. Enough that Johan had trusted me to develop a comical skit where I threw very sharp knives finger widths from his body. I couldn't help but relax with them surrounding me. They had become like real sisters and a brother. As they dragged me into the circle of dancing gypsies, Luca stepped through the crowd. His dark eyes were wide and staring as he stumbled. My shadowy thoughts evaporated when a smile lit his face.
"Rihanna, you're beautiful."
He reached for me. Before he could touch me, Johan grabbed his arm and shoved him toward Marku and a broad-shouldered man, a few years older, judging by the graying hair and deep wrinkles on his square face. They stood